Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. Carlos Ortiz alongside. We've got Marco Belletti on the updates. Reacting to NFL free agency as the period winds down, it was really just one day of insanity. And then a couple of other things happened. Still waiting on some other names. Aaron Rodgers, I guess. Russell Wilson. But remember, these guys are at the end of their careers. It's not like we're waiting for prime Aaron Rodgers to sign. It's not like we're waiting for prime Russell Wilson to sign. If these guys were, like, at some point, yeah, Stephon Diggs is still available. Amari Cooper's still available. And these are names. But at some point, are they not signing because they're weighing all their options? Or are they not signing because their options aren't worth a lot of weight? What do we got going on here? You be the judge. It's Thursday night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 on the West Coast. It is time for the Bart Toe Meter.
There are debates. There are hot takes. There are strong opinions. But in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
It is time for the Bartometer. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. If at any point you get triggered by what the Bartometer has to say. I'm not sure that this is a very triggering Bartometer because the teams we are about to talk about are a bunch of losers. Quite literally. We are going to look at the teams that took last place in their division in the NFL last season and try to figure out if any of them have the opportunity to become a first place team, to go from worst to first, and if so, who is the most likely of those teams of the eight? These eight teams last year combined for 103 losses. So when I say losers, I mean quite literally they are losers. For what it's worth, they had 33 wins. A combined winning percentage, 33 wins, 103 losses. That is a combined winning percentage of 24%.
Ew!
So these teams have lost three out of every four games they played. So of the eight, who can go from worst to first? The most likely. I will first remind you of the eight teams that took last place. And I will just go by the way that they are presented in the standings, as to not give a hint to what the Bartometer has to say. In the AFC East, it was the 4-13 New England Patriots. In the AFC North, it was the 3-14 Cleveland Browns. In the AFC South, the 3-14 Tennessee Titans. And in the AFC West, the 4-13 Las Vegas Raiders. For the NFC, the Giants finished fourth in the East at 3-14. The Bears last in the North at 5-12. The Saints, both the Saints and the Panthers, 5-12, but the Saints were tiebreakerly worse. And then the Niners at 6-11. Was that a drop? Who is that?
Perloff.
That was Perloff?
Yep.
I think that one needs to go. I feel like it's you. I can't tell that it's a drop.
You think that sounds like me?
When I'm just like rolling and I hear an it sounds like you.
Those are big waffles.
I mean, your voices don't, like, voices sound different, but groans are a general, like, I don't know. If you put the 10 people you love in your life the most, and you had them all grown, I don't know if you'd be able to separate who's who. It's like a soda taste test. That one I know. That one's tough. All right. Sorry to distract. The Niners at 6-11. So, which teams have the best shot to go from worst to first? Number 8, Bartometer. Again, these are not my predictions. This is not my analysis. I have built the machine that is outputting the analysis, but I have nothing to do with this. This is all artificial intelligence. It is run on solar, power, wind, rain, Wheaties, Peeps. Whatever I throw in there, I just throw it in and it just... Blah, blah, blah. The Tennessee Titans. They have the number one pick in the NFL draft. They are a bad team. They have a young coach still finding his way. They are not going to win, even though the division is not great. And that will come into play with the Bartometer. The Tennessee Titans are not winning the AFC South. They are the worst of these bad teams, according to the Bartometer. So they come in eighth of the eighth as the least likely of the last place teams to win their division in 2025. At number 7. Man, for how bad comparatively the South is in the AFC, the Bartometer's got to be very low on the Titans because this division is a little tougher. But the Giants come in at number 7. The New York Giants obviously have to contend with the Cowboys, whatever version of them we get, and also the Commanders and Philadelphia Eagles, who are both going to be coming into the 2025 season with very high aspirations, as they should. The Giants have not done too much that's compelled anybody to think differently about even being better than a 3-win team. Now, they could still draft a quarterback, and that could still bode success. I don't think Aaron Rodgers makes them a playoff team if he chooses to go there, and I probably don't think Russell Wilson or Joe Flacco, for that matter, do either. So the Giants come in at number 7. At number 6, they won 3 games a year ago. They probably will not win the division. That's going to be the Cleveland Browns. I guess you can start to get in scenarios where, sure, maybe, yeah, but it's still a stretch with Cleveland to win this division with 3 teams again that have a better shot just off the bat than they do. Pittsburgh could easily be a last place team. They were 10-7 last season, but we always say that, and they always are above 500. The Bengals, I think, will be better, much better. I think the Ravens are still going to be a worthy contender. So Cleveland comes in at number 6. At number 5, that is going to be the New England Patriots. The Bartometer is high on the future of the Patriots. Remember a couple of weeks ago we did, when are the new coaches going to get fired? The Bartometer had Mike Vrabel coaching there for at least a decade. But in this upcoming season, will they get past Buffalo? Will they get past Miami? It's not even about that. Will they get past 6 games? They'll be more competitive, and they might even do what they did last year. Remember when they beat the Bengals week 1 and we all thought, are we wrong about the Patriots? And then they won 3 more games the rest of the season. The Patriots will not be winning the AFC East. They come in at number 5 on this list. At number 4, they lost the division by 11 games, the Las Vegas Raiders, when they were 4-13. They lost third place by 6 games. The Chiefs with 15 wins, the Chargers with 11, the Broncos with 10, the Raiders with 4. But the Bartometer does notice at least a lot of changes Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly, Tom Brady, Geno Smith, possibly Ashton Jeanty. Will they be better changes? Yes. Will there be changes enough to win the division? Probably not. Again, the Bartometer is not saying any of these teams win the division. But the Raiders have a better chance than the four teams that it's already been mentioning. At number three, the Chicago Bears come in at number three. They were 5-12 last year. Here's how the NFC North is going to work. The Detroit Lions won 15 games last year. The Minnesota Vikings won 14 games. The Green Bay Packers won 11, and the Bears won 5. The winner of this division in 2025 will have no more than 11 wins. The Bears are going to be more competitive. They play the division a tougher schedule. You could have three of them at 10-7, one of them at 8-9. You could have some variation. It will be pretty tight. So the Bears a little higher on this list. Obviously, they're coming in at number three, but there's a lot of avenues and obstacles they'd have to get past. I think if you're a Chicago Bear fan right now, your hope is that, yay, we've got a good enough team that we can make sure Caleb Williams is good. And then if you want to get real crazy with it, hey, this could be a year we make the playoffs, building towards more success down the road. But to think NFC North title, don't do that to yourself. You've been there. You've done it. Get in the door. Get back into the club. Hit the dance floor once you're comfortable with your surroundings. Number two, and this is stunning to me, the New Orleans Saints. The New Orleans Saints are in here because of the unpredictability-ness, not a word, unpredictableness, maybe a word, of their division. The Panthers should be better. The Falcons, I would think, are better. Tampa Bay seems like 10-7 is a good spot for them to peak. And I don't know. I don't know that the Saints are that good. But you're getting Kellen Moore in there. They have a resistance to really deal with the cap. Could Kellen Moore bring some magic and figure it out and have a division-winning season? Probably not. But more likely there than even with the Bears. Again, we're only ranking the teams that took last. None of these teams are going to win the division. That leaves us with number one. And again, because the uncertainty of the division, the San Francisco 49ers, they were 6-11. They were the best record-wise of any of these teams. The Rams, I think, have the inside track. The Seahawks, we'll see what Sam Darnold can bring. The Cardinals are very irrelevant. But if the Niners can get healthy, stay healthy, and sort of get things back on track, perhaps there's a path back to winning the division title in San Francisco. To rank the last place teams in backwards order, from 8-1, in how likely it is for them to win the division. 8, Tennessee, Giants 7, 6, Browns, 5, Patriots, 4, Raiders, 3, Bears, 2, Saints, 1, 49ers. And that is the Bartometer. Now, I don't think that any of these teams are going to win the division. And I guess between the Niners, Saints, and Bears, or Carlos, maybe Raiders. You talked about how the Chiefs weren't going to make the playoffs. Maybe they somehow get in. Do we think any of these teams can win a division? I know you don't think your Giants should be any higher.
No, hell no. That schedule's brutal. I mean, obviously, you still got to wait for the draft, but I'm confident limiting the Giants. And the Browns aren't winning that division. Raiders, I think he's crazy thing. I think Raiders can be better.
Mm-hmm.
But to win the division? Absolutely not.
So, win the division.
Yeah, no shot. Patriots would be better. No, I don't think any of these teams. I really don't.
No, I don't think we're going to see any worse to first.
Do we see a... Which one's more likely to go from worst to playoff? Because then that one I would say Chicago. I think the Bears could get in at the second wild card spot for the NFC. Everybody else, I think they're just too bad. I don't know if we're going to see multiple teams that finish and get into the postseason. One for sure, and I would put it on the Bears. Everybody else, I'm almost dead on arrival.
Well, let's see again with the Bartometer. The Bartometer a couple of weeks ago gave us teams that, yes, they're already in the playoffs. And in the NFC, the Bartometer, again, this is all Bartometer. The Bartometer has said, this was before free agency, this was a month ago, the Eagles are in, the Commanders are in, the Lions are in, the Packers are in. The Bartometer says those four teams are in the NFC. And then the four teams that it said maybe, because there's three more teams that have to be left, maybe, or probably, the Vikings, Atlanta, Tampa, and the Niners did get in the maybe column. Maybe not were the Rams, who that might be adjusted now. Well, we'll see. Seahawks, Cowboys, Panthers, Cardinals, Bears. So, I don't think the Saints make the playoffs. I don't think the Bears make the playoffs. I think the Bears have like a year that Seattle's been having. Best cases like 9-8, and they miss on a tiebreaker or something. And I would probably say even still 8-9. I think Bears fans, and I know I'm speaking to several, but I think Bears fans, you guys gotta. You spend too much energy on what could be. Just wait until you see it happen first and then get excited. Because Bears fans, if I were to tell a Bears fan, here's the problem. If I were to tell a Bears fan right now, I think you will win the Super Bowl in 3 years. Now, I don't. But if I were to tell him that, I think you will win a Super Bowl in 3 years. I don't think you'll make the playoffs this year, though. I think they would get mad at me. I think they would get more mad about the short term because they're very high on Ben Johnson. They're very high on this new offensive line they put together. But it's going to take a while for them to implement this new culture. We've seen it, you know, Commanders, they change pretty quickly. So we've seen it. I don't know, though. I think the weight of the Chicago Bears' futileness, also probably not a word, is a little heavier than whatever is going on with the Commanders. And that was part of getting a new owner. Futility. That was part of getting a new owner. The Bears famously are stuck with the McCaskies. So, again, Bartometer, who's most likely to win the division with the caveat none of these teams will. Starting at 8, it is the Titans. At 7, the Giants. 6, the Browns. 5, the Patriots. 4, the Raiders. 3, the Bears. 2, the Saints. And won the Niners. 855-212-4227. Much more NFL to get to, including a little tiny, tiny, tiny Aaron Rodgers. And it's not about him. It's not about him walking on the beach. It's not about me telling you, guys, this was inevitable. He's going to take forever. Is there a team that should want him? Is there a team that should say, we need to be calling this guy every single day because he will give us the best chance to win. We got to make sure that we get him before one of these other teams. We got to make sure that he's at the part of the house that does get FaceTime because we got to see this guy. We'll dig into that a little bit as well. 855-212-4227. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
We may need to get a vocabulary of the day calendar around these parts with all the words we are trying to come up with, I probably say 3-4 words a night that aren't real words. And then when I say words that I'm confident are words, Carlos doesn't think that they are words. So we need to come up with some sort of vocabulary program here on the show. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Some thoughts on which teams or team or what's, that was the plural version of team, singular version. Is there a no version? Maybe no team should be interested in Aaron Rodgers if that is the case. Right now, let's get to Greg in Michigan before we do anything else. Hello, good evening, Greg.
Hello, Bardo, it's the Warrior, Mr. Positive. Hey. Got to tip my cap off to you. Your Bucks beat my Lakers pretty soundly.
There's no LeBron. There's no LeBron.
Right, and I'm glad you mentioned that because you are so true.
Well, for this Laker team to be anything, they need LeBron and Luka out there. Luka had 45 points tonight.
Oh, I know, I know.
Bucks got double digits from four guys, Porter Jr., Lillard, Lopez, and Giannis. Why is LeBron not playing? He's ducking. He's ducking the Bucks.
Oh, stop it, Alberto. He's and I'm honored to be speaking to the next country western music superstar. Thank you.
Oh, thank
You're
you.
Very welcome.
Thank you very much, and turn the lights down low.
You don't realize you got that twang. You got to do it, buddy. You got to do
it.
No,
I know I do.
You got the look. I could see you with the boots on, with the cowboy hat. I think Giannis should be higher up in the MVP. I read something that that he's not getting the street cred that he so rightfully deserves.
You're right. Everybody is making this a two-man race again between Nikola Jokic and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and what the NBA has turned into now is making sure that everybody gets their turn. That being said, Jokic has a couple, so I don't know why he's back in the argument here. He is putting up crazy numbers, don't get me wrong. I think, though, if we're going to play everybody gets a turn, then SGA can have it. But if we're not going to play everybody gets a turn, then if you're going to put Jokic in the conversation, why are we just pretending like Giannis isn't a thing? Giannis, the crazy part about Giannis is Giannis plays, and then people totally forget he exists. And then he's on a nationally televised game where he does well, and people are rolling over saying, oh, my God, Giannis is so good. But then the minute they complete that thought, they forget him about him again. So I don't know what the deal is.
And you're spot on, my friend. I'm glad about my Josh Elvis Allen getting that big contract. But here's the thing. The division, the NFC North, the Lions are going to go south. We haven't got a defensive end rusher, pass rusher. We might get Cooper Kupp. It's been bandied about. We've got some great wide receivers, but we're not filling the holes that we need. They got a tough schedule. The Bears are going to be better. Your Packers are going to be better. The Vikings are going to be better. And the Lions are going to take a step back. And I know my Warriors in Detroit, if you're listening, I'm being real, buddy. I'm being real to my Warriors. I know I'm Mr. Positive, but I'm being real. But, hey, El Bardo. Thanks for taking my call. Carlos with a K. Be good. And as usual, everybody, go for your dreams.
Greg in Michigan. Yeah, the Lions are going to take a step back.
We're not Detroit!
And so are the Vikings. And so are probably the Packers. Just because of the schedule. I'm telling you guys. Last year they faced the AFC South. Packers had two wins with Malik Willis as a starter. Because they got to play the Colts and the Titans. Had the schedule been a little different, maybe the Packers are not a playoff team if they can't navigate through Jordan Love's week one injury in Brazil. So they played the AFC South, and then they played the NFC West, and a lot of teams got San Francisco when they were banged up. Rams, Seahawks, Arizona. This upcoming season, who does the NFC North face? And again, Chicago is better than they were last year. Chicago will be better than they were last year. That I'm fairly confident in. So while you've got three teams that were really good and one that was good for a month and then not, now you have four teams that are at worst probably above average. What's the hierarchy going to be? That's going to be fun to watch. But they also have to play the AFC North and the NFC East. So we're not playing the teams that we were playing last year. We're not playing the Cardinals and the banged up Niners. We're not playing the Colts and Titans and Jacksonville. We're playing the Eagles and Commanders and Cowboys and Steelers and Ravens and Bengals. Browns and Giants. So the out of conference, the out of division schedule is much tougher. Much tougher. And you're not gonna see the three teams atop combine for 40 wins. You're not gonna see the first and second place teams in the NFC combine for 29 wins. You're not gonna see it. Not next year. Kurt's in California. What's up, Kurt?
Good evening to the three amigos. And I'd like to make just a couple of football fan comments.
Okay.
Mr. Poles, draft Gentry so that the Bears can have another player that would be somewhat like Walter Payton.
Oh, you want them to Genty? Ashton Genty, are you talking about?
Yeah, Ashton Genty.
Okay.
And that would be, I think that would be the missing puzzle, a piece of the puzzle to their offense. My second comment would be that the Minnesota Vikings may not have made a good decision by letting Sam Darnold go. And my reason is, if we're going to use analytics, there's 12 quarterbacks in NFL history that have won 14 games. And half of them are in the Hall of Fame. And two of them are still playing, or one of them might be playing, and that would be Jared Goff, and the other one would be Aaron Rodgers. So that would be 8 out of 12 quarterbacks in NFL history, and Sam Darnold became the 12th. And my last comment would be,
okay,
I enjoyed your rant about Adam Scheffler last night. It was pretty funny. You have some really good humor in your monologues and your dialogues with the guys that you work with. Thanks for accepting my call.
Well, thank you, Kurt. Don't bury the lead next time, my goodness. Last hour of the show last night, Adam Schefter was whining about Aaron Rodgers, so I whined about Adam Schefter. If you would like to hear what Kurt was listening to, or what Kurt was referencing there. Last hour of the show, you can find the podcast on demand. I would go first to the Odyssey app. Regarding Ashton Genty, if the Bears are going to stay at 10, I don't think he's going to be there at 10. The running back out of Boise State. Regarding the Vikings, that was the decision that they had to make. I thought they would keep him on a one-year franchise tag deal, but they wanted to use that money elsewhere. They have used that money elsewhere, including on the defensive line. So if that is a spot for Rodgers, that's going to be the spot that could probably afford to pay him the least, which we'll get into. But I'm telling you, they are so high on J.J. McCarthy. Like, they're high enough to do this. Not like they're high, but they're, like, excited about. Like, oh, they're so high, they let Sam Darnold go. What are you, high? Not that high. They are high. They're high on McCarthy. Higher than any of us think that they are. They're that much higher. Can you take me higher? I would ask. 855-212-4227. Let's get an update more on this when we come back. Here is Marco Belletti. Well, with that kind of friend on the Golden State Warriors, I would be remiss not to mention what his teammate, Steph Curry, did tonight, becoming the first player ever to reach 4,000 three-pointers in a career. When he broke the record, it was 2,974. That was December of 2021. at Madison Square Garden. Ray Allen held the previous record. He said, remember that? It didn't seem that long ago, did it? He's hit 1,000 and change three-pointers since then. And I don't want to hear the Golden State Warriors ruin the game sort of arguments. Some teams might rely too much on the three. But also, it's 3 points as opposed to 2 points. And if you can get the percentages right where you're better at the three, and then especially a long two, like, is that what people want? Do people want the mid-range game back? Like, go back and watch some games in the 90s. You will eventually start screaming at yourself for these guys to take a step back and just, if you're going to shoot it from that deep, just shoot a three. And then that's what teams eventually did. And Steph Curry's the best at it all time, hitting his 4,000th three-pointer tonight. I need to make my feelings clear on whatever this Aaron Rodgers thing is. Because people seem quite upset that he hasn't signed somewhere yet. Neither has Russell Wilson. Neither has Stephon Diggs. Neither has Amari Cooper. There's other guys, Cam Robinson. There's other guys that haven't signed. Obviously, the quarterback position is going to hold a little more weight, but we're like freaking out about Aaron Rodgers. And he's put himself in that position for us to be like, oh, here we go again, right? He has put himself in that position. I'm reacting to a Trey Wingo, well-respected journalist. I've always enjoyed his work. He put out a tweet tonight saying, I am shocked that Aaron Rodgers is dragging this out and once again putting himself in the center of attention. Shocked. Obviously sarcastic. And as I approach this Aaron Rodgers story, I don't like him. He annoys me. He takes up too much of my time. I rooted for him for 12 years. And then it got to be like, oh, so Rodgers off the field is very, he's a time suck. He takes up a lot of oxygen and you have to devote yourself to that as a fan. And then he doesn't win anymore. They won the Super Bowl 15 years ago now. So I want it off the ride. I would say on the morning in Milwaukee every day, I want off this ride. The same way that like Steelers fans look at what they're doing, and Mike Tomlin every year, 10 years now without a playoff win, I want off this ride. Yeah, we're good, but we're not winning. I want off this ride. So people are going crazy that Rodgers hasn't signed anywhere yet. First of all, what are his options? If your choices were play for the Browns or Steelers or Giants or Titans, would you rush to get into that building either? I don't think you would. Now, if you're like, well, if I had that opportunity, okay, yeah, if you had that opportunity, you, someone who never played football, right, if you had that opportunity, if I had the opportunity to go play quarterback for the Tennessee Titans, I'd be like, hell yeah, because I can't do that, and so I would, you know, try it for as long as it lasts and try to get paid for as much as possible. This isn't on Rodgers this time around. This whole, what is he doing? Why is he taking so long? Come on, man, sign already. This isn't on Rodgers. The options aren't great. We know he's not the kind of guy to sign immediately to begin with. You think he wants to rush into a training camp? A lot of these guys are ready to get to a new team and ready to get to work. Do you think he's ready to get to work? He doesn't want to go to training camp so badly, He will fly to Egypt to get away from having to go through this routine again. This is the same thing that happened with Brett Favre. Brett Favre always used to say, man, if I didn't have to play in training camp, I'd play for another 15 years. I love playing the game, but getting me into those training camps, it's too much. I don't like it. And Aaron, who played under Favre for 3 years and said he never wanted to be like Favre, has turned into Favre, following the path that he knows, albeit a little accidentally with the Jets being the option, and then maybe the Vikings. But I think, here's what I think about this. I don't think that this is on Rodgers this time around. Free agency started yesterday. He's not making us look at him. Now, who found him on the beach? Did he tip somebody off? You know what? He probably did. But even that is like not going to get ballooned up unless we do it. Rodgers hasn't been on McAfee. He hasn't put out a statement. He hasn't made a video like, what's up, Rodgers Hive? Just want to let you know, I'm just mulling over my options, thinking about it. Who are we reading reports from? Oh, guys, got to listen to the latest from Jordan Schultz. Jordan Schultz has the latest on Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Schultz is just trying to climb the insider ladder that has no rings on it, that he's only got because he's cosplaying as an NFL reporter. Diana Russini reports, yeah, Diana, what they're doing the same thing. They've had Rodgers has a love-hate relationship with her. She's trying to be like, hey, maybe if I say that the Vikings are interested, then, you know, I don't know what's going on there. I don't trust it. There's some people that aren't bad and they do good work, but I don't fully trust them. I would like to enter into the evidence that she's one of them. Ben Solak's another. He's been reporting some stuff. So I'll add another person to it. I don't know that I trust all these people. We're all being impatient and waiting for an answer to a question we don't even really care about. We just want to know. We just want to be like, hey, Rodgers to the Steelers. Oh, he's going to suck. We're waiting to say that. Rodgers to the Giants. Oh, he's going to be terrible, dude. That's just what we're waiting for. Who cares? I mean, yes, this is the issue that I have found myself thinking of when I talk about stuff like this. Like when I talk about the Cowboys and everybody freaking out about them saying we're going to be selectively aggressive, I don't think that's a story. But I talk about how I don't think it's a story, and I'm feeding into the story. But what I'm really trying to do is trying to help people get to where I am, which is of a place of a better understanding about how all this works. Rodgers doesn't want to play for one of these teams in March. He doesn't want to play for one of these teams in May. He doesn't want to go to a team and then have them draft his replacement. He doesn't want to experience that again. So he's going to wait it out. He's going to let you speculate. Again, he's not doing anything. He's going to let the hot two-a-days pass us by. And he's going to sign with Pittsburgh in August. They signed Mason Rudolph. Could that be more of a signal as to like, all right, let's just get a guy in here that knows the system to like walk us through these periods. And then when we actually need a quarterback, we'll get one. Mason, we'll pay you handsomely. This is your best option. Everything about this screams either Rodgers is going to wait until somebody gets hurt and that's where he's going to go, or Rodgers is going to sign with Pittsburgh and he's going to sign after he doesn't have to do the things he doesn't want to do. Because Pittsburgh, they're not. Are they bringing back Russ? No. Are they drafting a guy? No. What, Aaron Rodgers is going to call them Labor Day weekend and be like, all right, I'm ready? And they're going to say, actually, boss, we're pretty good with Mason Rudolph. No. 855-212-4227. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.